Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Odyssey insider Cody Decker.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to the very best podcast there is involving baseball, involving two people who played baseball, who love talking about baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Big Time Baseball for Odyssey Sports. Cody Decker with you as always, and with me, the one, the only, the legendary Tony Gwynn Jr. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good, Code. How about yourself? I see you running around New York like a crazy man right now.
Oh man, what a busy couple of weeks it's been. But hey, New York is sweet. I'm living in like some weird apartment by myself, and it is what it is. I dig it, man. Southern California kids don't know how to do this New York thing.
No. You mean you're living in a dorm room? Because that's about the size of that.
A closet with a lamp.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. We got so much to cover, of course, here today on Big Time Baseball. We got to talk about the pennant races. We got to talk about the futures of Major League Baseball. We got to talk about rule changes real quickly. We're going to touch on that real quick. But first things first, Mike Trout. How often do we get to say, like, I feel like Mike Trout's the only guy we ever say this about over and over. Maybe Ohtani as well, but Mike Trout about to do something that's never been done in baseball before, which seems like something we say about Mike Trout a lot. He has 7 consecutive games with a home run. It's astonishing. He's the greatest player who ever lived. Tony, what do you think?
You know, we've seen this over, you know, for those of us who've been watching baseball for a long time, we've seen guys get to 7 and then like, it's like a really tough feat to get to 7. This doesn't feel like it's been tough at all for Mike Trout. It seems like it kind of crept up on all of us. It was like, oh, Mike Trout's got 7 homers in 7 consecutive days. Oh, okay. Like, it's not a surprise by any means. And if he hits another one today, it won't be a surprise if he ties the MLB record. So, as you said, there's nothing that he does at this point that is surprising or really, like, you know, is breaking news.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And by the way, during that 7-game span, the Angels are 3-4.
There's typical Angel.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Right. I'm actually surprised they're close to 500 during that.
I couldn't agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. How it drives me nuts. I even tweeted it out last night, and it didn't get as much play as I expected. But I despise the fact. Despise it. I'm not even upset anymore. It's just, I'm tired of this existence of an October without Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Why do we live in this world?
Unfortunately, it feels normal at this point. I mean, it more often than the other way around, because I think he's been to the playoffs one time in his career, and it was like the first season of Mike Trout, like being Mike Trout. He's never been there before, and it's sad. It's sad for all of us baseball. It's sad for Mike Trout first, and then it's sad for all the rest of us who enjoy watching baseball.
Yeah, well, how about this? Let's talk about some teams that actually do matter, because the Angels sure as hell don't. Let's talk about everyone in the NL East, because it's looking like we're going to get three playoff teams out of the NL East, which is not necessarily something we expected at the beginning of this season. The Phillies look like they're going to be able to hold on to it, because I don't know. What do you think about this real quick? Do you think this is a Phillies kind of triumph or a Brewers absolute failure?
Ooh, that's a good question. I won't take away what the Phillies have done, because this was a deeply flawed team at one point. And they went out and they made some moves that weren't like, you know, they weren't world beating moves, but they've done the job. This team is no longer a really flawed baseball team. However, the Milwaukee Brewers don't seem like they really want to go to the playoffs. There's nothing that they've done, maybe except win the last two games that they've won, that seems like they're really interested in like taking this wild card thing and, you know, going as far as they can with it.
Yeah, that David Stearns devil magic we've seen every single year finally came to bite him on the ass, because the moment they traded Hader to San Diego, I'm like, what?
The problem was, I think the players were like, what are we doing?
like the one good thing we have is our pitching, and you want to get rid of our closer, our all-star closer, and not put in a single offensive play. Okay, all right.
We'll roll the dice, see how it goes. And listen, at this point, they're still in it, right? Because, you know, Padres haven't necessarily played the greatest baseball. I shouldn't say that. They played a lot better lately.
Yes,
they just ran it. They just ran into the Dodgers. Who?
Yeah, well, as much as I can make fun of the Padres right now, and I think we all can, because they've been the vibes have been wrong for a little bit, but they're starting to pull it back together.
They are.
The Dodgers are just, listen, let's not touch too much on the Dodgers today, because I feel like it's too easy to touch on the Dodgers every single day. But the Dodgers are the greatest team that's ever lived. My God, they have 97 wins now.
How about this? I pulled this up during the series. In their last 66 games, these guys have won 51. They are 51-15 in the last 66 games. This isn't the NBA. Like, this isn't like the Warriors or the Bulls in the 90s. But that's what it feels like during the regular season.
It's insane. How did they lose 15? I'm actually more amazed that they lost 15 games. Like,
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't spend too much time on them. They're a really good baseball team. Really good baseball.
They're really good, and they're in very much. And as much as a guy, like, come on, you're a Padre legend. I played for the Padres. I love the Padres. It pains me to say how good this Dodger team is. They are just that good.
Me too. It pains me. I have to listen. I'm doing these games. I'm watching it unfold, and it's just like, man, you can play as perfect baseball as you want, and an avalanche comes, and all of a sudden you're down 10-2, like with a blink of an eye. And it doesn't even have to be Betts, Turner, Freeman. It could be the other Turner.
Yeah.
It could be Will Smith. It could be Gavin. It doesn't matter. They just got guys 1-9 that could hurt you.
It could be the 20-year-old they just called up from AA that you didn't hurt. Yeah, that you've never heard of. Like, what the hell?
It's like, where did this guy come from?
Oh God, it'd be nauseating if it wasn't so impressive. It's just one after the other. But let's look around that back to that NL East. The Phillies have been playing some good baseball. Hey, as much as everyone's trying to make fun of the Mets, the Mets are not playing bad baseball. The Mets are playing very good baseball. It's just that the Braves won't lose. Now, luckily, they've lost a couple in a row. Thank God for the Mets. Now the Mets have a 1.5 game lead again. But, I mean, I do think it would be very beneficial, and I've gone back and forth on this, but I do think if the Braves do win their division, it would be very much more beneficial to them than the Mets. And here's why. The Braves really, really, really need another extra outing from DeGrom and Scherzer, of which they will have to play in that three-game series. So if they pitch 1-2 in a three-game series, Guess who do they not have for three games going into that next series? So it would really behoove, really not even the Braves. The Braves would be doing everyone in the National League a huge favor if they were able to somehow win the NL East.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They think what they play the three games right before the last series of the year against one another, and so you assume that it's going to be close at that point. And as you said, DeGrom, Scherzer probably throwing those games. Then they have the Nationals right behind them, so that division is very likely going to be decided in that series, unless. You know, they're a half game out, you know, as they go into that. I don't know what their off day situation looks like and how that can unfold. But you're right. It would do a huge favor to everybody else if those guys can be knocked out of the way before we get into the playoffs. Now, you and I have been talking about this all year. We both predicted that this would come down to the wire. And it very much looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. As a baseball fan, I'm rooting for pure chaos. I want them to split the three or to two of three, and it's a half game lead going into that last series or a full game lead, and we'll see what happens right there. I'm not sure who the Braves are playing the last game of the series, last series of the year, but I certainly know the Mets are playing the Nationals. That bodes well for it. I think the Braves might be playing the Marlins, actually.
Yeah. Marlins. In fact, actually today, Sandy Alcantara is actually facing the Phillies, and it's one of the few times that I feel good about anyone facing the Marlins when Sandy's on the mound, because believe it or not, the only team that has good numbers against Sandy Alcantara, Philadelphia Phillies, believe it or not.
Not too many teams have that going for them.
No, not this year, at least, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to point out something, a little inside baseball as far as big time baseball goes, because we have a great rundown sent to us from our producer Dylan, and in the rundown there is a one sentence phrase written down with a question mark. And I'm just going to start by saying no. And why am I answering no? Here's the question. You ready for the question? Is the AL Central race over? No, not even a little bit, man. As much as I want to sit here and pretend that any of these teams deserve it, and they don't, the White Sox, I truly think, have a shot. They have one. I can't believe it, but they have a shot as long as they keep Tony away.
How about that? I mean, he's dealing with some health issues. They send him away. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden that team is 7-3 in their last 10 games, starting to play some decent baseball. And you wonder when you see that, he's out indefinitely, that's a very interesting way of saying, we'll see how this plays out. That's how I read it, at least. And right now, it's hard to argue that they're not getting, you know, some good mojo out of whoever's managing that team right now.
It's Miguel Cairo at the moment. And I will say this.
Okay.
They haven't been 7-3 at any point this season without Miguel Cairo managing this team.
Ooh, no, it's coming. They haven't.
It's getting close. And I don't know how else to say this. The Guardians are not a first-place team. There is no excuse for letting the Guardians into October if you're the Chicago White Sox. And actually, I do have one question about the White Sox. When the hell is Tim Anderson coming back?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, man. That's a good question. He's been out for a little bit longer than it seems like was necessary based off of the injury. But the funny thing is you haven't heard anything. Like, nothing. You haven't heard, at least I haven't heard anything of him, like, getting close, him rehabbing, any of that. And so they're certainly going to need him, I think, if they're going to find a way to sneak into this party that they have at the end of the season.
Tim Anderson is seeing a specialist today. That's going to determine the timetable for his return.
That's about as dark of a sentence as I've ever heard regarding a player that was already kind of, from based on the initial reports, wasn't he already supposed to be back by now?
Yeah. So this specialist thing, anytime a guy is supposed to be back and then has to go see a specialist while he's still not back, it's usually not a good thing. And so we'll hopefully we get some clarity on what's going on with Tim Anderson moving forward, because they can't do anything in terms of, you know, beating anybody without him in the lineup, especially come playoff time. So, and right now they're not even in the playoffs. They got to find a way to sneak in by winning their division.
And I do want to give a quick shout out here, because the moment Elvis Andrews has joined this team as well is also a moment that things kind of turned around a little bit. Not to mention, I got to say, the two biggest pickups so far of the season for the White Sox, I would have laughed at you this offseason if you said, yeah, Johnny Cueto and Elvis Andrews are going to be the best two players on the Chicago White Sox this season. I'm like, okay, what are you? You are high, sir. There's no way you think that.
You are high, sir.
Well, turns out that high guy was right.
Yeah, and this is something you see in baseball often, right? Is you get a little bit older, and you know, people kind of wash you. And listen, it wasn't as though those guys were world beaters while they were, you know, in the last couple of seasons, but they know how to play, right? And sometimes a change of scenery is good for guys, and it seems like for Elvis and for Johnny, it's been good for him. It's been good for him, and they've pitched well, and they've helped the ball club get to at least where they can actually threaten to win that division. And so we'll see what happens moving forward with Tony. We'll see what happens moving forward with Tim Anderson. But I think you're right, man. They got a legitimate shot to catch Cleveland before this season's out. Now they got to hurry up and get to business here, because running out of games.
All right. Now, I do want to give one shout out to the Guardians real quick, because a guy you know really well, a guy I know real well, ex-teammate of mine, Austin Hedges. Now, I've always loved Austin Hedges personally, loved him as a catcher. Now, I've always thought his bat could use some improvement, but man, I just love the guy to death. Austin Hedges has done something this week that has made me say, Guardians, you better extend Austin Hedges now. That's where we're at with Austin Hedges over there, because Austin Hedges hacked his pitch comp to be able, and I won't say the word because we should go ahead and remain relatively family friendly. So I'll just say he was able to hack the pitch comm, say the phrase, F yeah, back to his pitchers when they make a good pitch. Austin Hedges, I love you. I love you to death. You're just, you don't need to do it. You can just pat your glove, maybe even say F yeah. You're only 60 feet away, but you took the time to hack pitch comm.
He can hear you, so you can just yell it out.
You can just say it to him.
I like it, though. I'm actually surprised, Cody, that it took this long for a catcher to do something like that. Because what we do know about pitch comm is there's about five different inputs in there where you can put something in there. And if you only have a pitcher that's got three pitches, that leaves two more that you can kind of have some fun with. I'm surprised it took this long for us to at least hear about a catcher doing something along those lines.
And it just fires me up. It fires me up that it's hedgy too.
It's so Austin though.
Yeah. It is a very Austin thing to do. Because Austin is and by the way, there's nothing fake about it. He is as raw as it gets. He's basically a college player in Major League Baseball.
I couldn't have described it better myself. That is exact. You know, a lot of times professionals like roll their eyes at some of the shit, that college players do. You know, you take your helmet off, you bang. Like,
dude,
we roll our eyes
at myself. I look back at my UCLA highlights. I'm like, dude, you're the worst. I hate UCLA, Cody.
That's how it goes. But Hedgie is, as you said, it's authentic. It's not fake at all. That is really who he is. And it's not a surprise that he hacked the pitch god for sure.
This is Austin Hedges to a T. And you'll laugh at this because you'll get it. But most people that will listen to this will not understand this. This is a full-on college thing. And it does not happen at the pro levels, pretty much at any level. But Austin Hedges is that guy that is on top of the front step on the railing yelling at a pickoff, "Back!" That's Austin Hedges. And that's not a knock on Austin, by the way, but that's him.
Foot top stepping it with the forearms on the top of the on top of the railing, yelling back.
Absolutely.
Question. Every time, by the way, not just once. Every time.
Never a break. Never a break. Every single pitch. And I love him for it because it's real.
That is awesome. That is just awesome.
Well, let's take a look over at the wild card real quick, because the AL side, it looks like the AL is all locked up. I mean, barring a miracle, I mean, the Baltimore Orioles have been such an incredible story this year, and they've been incredible. And especially if you're a gambling person, little fun fact for you, the Baltimore Orioles are the most profitable team on the run line in Major League Baseball, over 65% on the run line, edging out the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were second at 61%. And by the way, the Dodgers have outscored their opponents by 300 runs this season. So that should tell you all about the run line for Baltimore. But my question for you is this. If you were going to pick a team that can actually challenge the Astros, and I'm really looking at it this way, it's Astros and everybody else right now on the AL side for me. Is there a team that you can look at right now on the AL side that you think could take down the Astros? Because for me, there's only one answer, but I'm not sure they can do it.
I don't know that there's an answer on this one, honestly. I mean, I thought it was the Yankees. But
so did I.
As the way they're playing right now, it's really hard to see that happening. And if it's not the Yankees, it's no one. It really is. I mean, the Astros are as complete of a team, maybe aside from the Dodgers, in all of baseball. And it's really not close in the American League, honestly. And the Yankees, for a while, looked like they could be the team. They looked like they were the better team for a while. And then they started Yankeeing, and now I don't recognize this Yankee team that I'm watching right now.
Now, hear me out on this, and I will freely admit I'm taking a bit of a leap here, and I know I'm taking a leap. Seattle Mariners are really good. I'm really enjoying them. And if there was a team that could sneak up on the Astros, I got to think it's the Seattle Mariners. Look at that pitching staff. Castillo, Robbie Ray looks like Robbie Ray again. Gilbert, I mean, and this team could swing it. Julio Rodriguez is a bona fide star. I don't know. I think this team is real, and I think they're going to show it in October.
I 100% think the team is real. I do. I think the Mariners are a legit team, and it could be one of those scenarios where somebody weakens the Astros enough before the Mariners get to them, and then you have a Braves-Dodgers situation like last year. I can certainly see that. But I've watched those two teams match up against one another in their individual matchups during the season, and it's just hard to see it happening straight up because the Astros, they play very well against the Mariners. They handle their pitching. And that is the one thing the Mariners have, I think, upgraded since the deadline. They bring in Castillo. He's been tremendous since being there. But I think you're right. Ultimately, is if there is a team right now that I was forced to pick, it probably would be the Mariners, because they're the only ones that are playing worth a crap right now that that at least gives a signal that we could hang in a series with the Astros. But other than them right now, I can't. I think it's the Astros and it's them by themselves.